Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Well, welcome back to Tucson, Arizona. Laura, I know that you were up in Colorado, your soon-to-be new home. Here you are. Welcome back to the sunny state.
Great. Nice to be with you. Thanks for having me.
My real pleasure. Let me introduce Laura Gisborne. She's a business expert with over 20 years of experience, from structuring and selling small boutique businesses to owning a multi-million dollar wine and real estate empire. Laura has owned a total of 9 businesses, her first when she was only 23 years old. She started with a fun-themed restaurant in Texas called the Medieval Inn, then branched out in 4 years to open Field of Greens, I love that, and a catering firm. And after selling these enterprises, Arizona beckoned her. Back in 1996, she crossed over to real estate, meaning sales to investment and then development. In 2005, along with her husband Scott, Laura developed The Art of Wine, a retail tasting room in Sedona, Arizona, which led to developing a designer clothing boutique called Erica Morgan. That's quite a jump. She went on to creating the Arizona Wine Club and developed their current winery, the Sycamore Canyon Winery, located in Page Springs, Arizona. You are going to sense very quickly that Laura, no question about it, knows how to work the media. She's a nationally recognized speaker, serves as a business consultant for business owners and entrepreneurs in a diverse set of industries. Her website is chock full of personal and business inspirational messaging. And by the way, that's lauragisborne.com. And she's author of a fun book called Stop the Spinning, Move from Surviving to Thriving. Although I have to imagine that you've done a considerable amount of spinning, Laura, and you're actually a master of it, embracing change. So you can't fool me that you want to really stop the spinning, right?
No, well, you know, spinning in a way of, usually my clients or my potential clients understand right away what that means, right? That when your head is spinning, you wake up in the middle of the night, that kind of spinning we want to let go of. Spinning in a creative way is a lot of fun. That's a whole different take, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, I also, you know, I have to chuckle, though, for all of us that aren't master spinners, and for those of us that love to live in this helter-skelter life, though, quite often there are things, though, that make us stop, take pause and say, but does it have to be this hard? I mean, how can I do what I want to do with ease and grace? And that's the space that you work in with your clients, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, I think that something happens for all of us. We get the idea, especially if we're entrepreneurs, that it's all about there's not enough time, and if I could just make more money, everything would be solved. But what's underneath for most of us as human beings, whether we have our own business or not, is a place where we feel like there's not enough. It's a place of living in scarcity. So we really love supporting our community and supporting people that we meet and knowing that this is an abundant universe and there's more than enough for you and everybody else. So we learn to live in that space in a way that aligns with our core values, and that's when the good stuff starts to happen.
But you know that, yes, from going from step one to step Z, but there's all those other 26 some odd steps, or who knows what the number is, to get there. It also takes us letting go of some things, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. A lot of faith.
A lot of faith, doesn't it? Well, you know, here you are, Lauren. I do want to ask that one question before we run out of time, even though we've got plenty right now. I have a hunch we're going to move quick. To say you went from wine to, oh, by the way, now just stepping over and starting a fashion boutique, that doesn't sound like an exact, you know, easy, you know, straight shot to me.
Well, I'll tell you what, one of the chapters of my book is all about embracing synchronicity. And I believe that the universe, source, God, speaks to us in a way that if we learn to listen and see things for what they actually are, gifts and opportunities, then we can take those opportunities and seize them. So the short version is that we had a retail wine store selling housewares and clothing, and we sold $140,000 of clothing in 6 months out of a wine store. That was a signal to me that maybe there was a place in the marketplace for what we were doing, and we just branched off and opened up the clothing boutique.
And you know, many times that you constantly, the idea of the inflection, the tipping, or the pivot point for entrepreneurs is you are running down this path and saying, this is my business. And then you suddenly realize, you know, if I pivot it, it's going to jump and leap in a whole new way, which is what you did, of course.
Yeah, well, I think all life is like that, right? So it's that place of learning to listen and finding, again, what resonates. But without some good system and structure to support you at the core, that's where it gets a little spinny, right? So I really encourage people to stay aligned with their core values, get some training on how to do that. If you haven't, we have free resources, as you said, on my website. Thank you for the opportunity to share that with people of, you know, really how to get out of overwhelm and have your work and your life really be integrated in a way that supports you.
So give us a few teasers there. How do you get through the overwhelm?
Well, I think that most people, again, struggle around, the biggest struggles I hear from people, I say, what do you need most? How can I support you? And often the answer, 9 times out of 10, the answer is, if I just made more money. Mm-hmm. So we feel like, again, money is a struggle. We're not born knowing how to manage money. We're not born knowing how to grow money. So we need to create systems, and we need education around financial security. That's one of the pieces. The other piece is time. We all get the same 24 hours in a day. People who are hugely successful in life and business are masters of their time. They pay very close attention to how they spend it, and they don't waste it.
Yes, in fact, with the common vernacular is to say I'm 24/7. But if you do the math, that means you have 168 hours. And from that, you should be able to find the minutes or the hours by pruning back, but also being really good at saying no or no, not now.
Right. Well, absolutely.
The other piece of it that you kind of moved us really quickly through, though, is this idea of knowing the abundance and wanting to go for it and being mindful of the opportunity to grab onto synchronicity. But it all comes back as, at least what I encounter in my business, is people have lost track of what their real passions are. They've let them get covered up with gunk, with life. A lot of positive things, by the way, not just negative things. But for them to step back and say, if you could do anything that you'd want to do, what would it be? And how many people are struck with this need to really pause? In fact, they're almost afraid to go find it again.
Mm-hmm. So here's a fun exercise that anybody can do. Because it just gives you an awareness of what's going on underneath the scenes. So I ask people to take a piece of paper and a pen and write down what you would be doing differently if you won the lottery. Yeah. So you won the big lottery, whatever the number needs to be for you that you can give yourself permission to dream. What would your day look like? Who would you be spending time with? What causes are you passionate about that you'd like to take care of? What would you be doing different in the way of your lifestyle? Would you be eating differently? Would you be exercising? Would you be spending different time with the people you care about? And what ends up happening in this discovery process, Zara, is that a lot of the things that people discover have nothing to do with money.
Exactly.
And it's a way to start tuning into, hey, this is what I really, if I could, I would. And you can start doing those things right here, right now, without spending a cent.
Yes, and boy, when their light bulb comes on, isn't it a funny thing when they say,
so fun.
Oh my gosh. I think the other one is you oftentimes, life coaches and life will have people really work hard on creating the bucket list. And then when you ask that acid question of, and what's preventing you from doing it now?
Yeah.
Like delaying until I do X or I do Y or I get to the R term, which for many people and you're in my generation, retirement sounds just way too passive. We're going to go reinvent, reimagine, reconfigure, reengineer. So why not now? Why not start it? Even in bits and pieces, you can sneak into it.
Well, the piece for all of us, and I tend to attract not type A personalities, but triple A's, the overdoers, the overachievers of the world.
The spinners.
That's it, right? And the piece for us is always around focus, bringing ourselves back to center. So we do another exercise called the Power of 1 Minute, where I invite you to just take a timer, you can do it on your cell phone, online, whatever, and sit and close your eyes for 60 seconds, because most of us are not present in right now. So by doing this and understanding how pregnant 1 minute is, and that we get 60 of those in an hour, and as you said, 24 hours in a day, 168 hours in a week, we start recognizing, actually, again, the abundance of time and being very protective. Unfortunately, most folks wait until they have a wake-up call. It's what I call the 3 Ds, mm-hmm. death, divorce, or disease. Then all of a sudden, they're like, oops, I better start paying attention to time. You have the opportunity right here, right now, to do that and start changing little by little. It's an easy process, but it's just those baby habits, right? Your thoughts, your words, your actions, and really start celebrating the positive. It makes a big difference.
You know, Laura, you and your family have taken a big leap now. You're leaving and reorient, although you're certainly maintaining your business base here in Arizona, but you're moving to Colorado, this idea of embracing change. And certainly, as I mentioned in the introduction, the fact that you've had 9 different businesses in such diverse areas. Is that indeed for you, that pursuit of reawakening your passion or opening it to a broader field of view each time?
Well, this is what I feel like, Zara. I feel like I have a plan, and then God has a bigger plan.
God,
so I think
he?
I get it figured out, and
yeah.
I'm really a master of systems. That's what I teach in business, is really what are the systems that work so that your business is automated. I know that I'm on a mission to support leaders who have a passion to make a difference in the world. So if I can help them get their businesses cash flowing and automated, they're free to serve from their hearts. So I am always open to my new opportunities to serve. And boy, you know, it's a fun game. He just keeps putting opportunities in front of me again and again, and I keep saying, okay, show me how, and I'll show up, and, you know, please use me to be in service. And it just keeps getting better and better.
And I think you're right. And so many, many times that's, you know, what was the common, the acute quip is that how to make God laugh is think that you have the plan.
Right.
Right. You don't have
right.
the plan. You don't have
we
the plan.
We don't. Yeah.
And indeed.
Yeah.
And then, in fact, another comment was to think that, you know, actually I'll quote the fine sage Mario Andretti, the Formula One and IndyCar champion, that he says, if you think you're under control, you're not driving fast enough. But we can't spin.
No,
but that's the point is we can't spin.
No.
We have to do that with the thrive. Side of it.
Right. Well, there's another one, too, that's very cute, and that is if you're not living on the edge, you're taking up too much room.
Yes. Like that one,
Fun.
Not
yeah.
for everybody, because, oh, by the way, that what allows those of us like to be on the edge is we know we can count on so many other people to help us know when we're about to tip. So I think that's part of always your message, of course, is that how we can surround ourselves with real connections. In fact, you dedicate a chapter in your wonderful book called Stop the Spinning, Move from Surviving to Thriving about this real connection piece. Could you comment on that chapter specifically?
Yeah, and so I would just say the short version of the long story, Zara, is that, you know, a lot of us feel like we have to do it alone. And if we grow up in families without a lot of support or families that have dysfunction, and we're all doing the best we can, so please don't hear that as a criticism, we don't really realize what, again, the power of connection, what's available for us when we're connected with other human beings. When we move from a place of competition and feeling like we're against, you know, each other, we come into collaboration and we realize we're all connected, we're all part of a community. The elevation of how you show up in the world and the way you wake up feeling supported and loved, it's an incredible blessing. So, you know, the way people show up around you at the grocery store, at the gas station every day becomes very different when you decide to allow yourself to be supported.
That's very true, and I would say that that's equally as much as the anecdotes you've drawn upon in our personal life as well as it is in our professional life. And for our listeners that are involved in organizations, you make a choice of how you show up at the office or your team meeting or your staff meeting, don't you?
100%.
Yep, yep. But the other idea of real connections is the ones that really are authentic, that are nurturing, they aren't dragging us down, that still takes some decision. You know, you have to be discerning, don't you, to say, you know, this one isn't serving me well, or at least no longer, or not now. And, you know, yes, I could invest more time, energy, but again, some of that you can't go buy. You can't buy more time. You can be careful about your energy, but to know also when you need to, correct your own course.
Well, the piece for us is really this, all right? We're born and we die. These are the things we know for absolutes. The rest is up in the air, right? We don't really know. So the piece that we know is that at some point we're going to leave the planet. How we spend our time, it is truly, in my understanding, the only resource that we can't get more of. So how we spend our time and who we spend our time with is really important. And again, we should all over ourselves. I should be doing this. I should be doing that. And it holds us back. So really that place of moving into a thriving life, feeling fully supported, is to surround yourself with people who are lifting you up and supporting you and that really see you. It's a great honor when somebody gives us their attention and they really see us for who we are. And you in turn can do that back for others. And the dance just keeps going.
Well, I know. And in fact, you use that word about support, but also they're there to help you hold yourself accountable for your own decisions and choices that you want to make.
Absolutely. And it's one of the, another quote that I love. I have it posted on my wall in my office. Watch your thoughts, they become your words. Watch your words, they become your actions. Watch your actions, they become your habits. And watch your habits, it becomes your character. And your character really is your destiny and your legacy, what you're going to be leaving behind when you leave the planet. So it all starts with your thoughts. So we really, again, it's not a place to just sit around and meditate. You have to have actions that are aligned with the thoughts, but really creating and being in charge and being responsible for creating a life you love. It's way easier when you have community. It's way nicer when we have connections, but we have to allow ourselves to receive love and support. And for a lot of us, that's a learned habit. That's not something that we knew as children.
Well, and it's also one that takes time to nurture and be open to the setbacks and have the proactive recovery plan when we need that.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the idea that your character gets shaped and reinforced and sculpted. And boy, if you need to go apply a different kind of sculpting clay, that takes a lot of courage to be able to do that many times and say, nope, I got to stop that tape. I want to retire it or erase it if possible, which is not totally. But, you know, then on the flip side, we also would say, and I think I see that in your background, is there are so many times we are circling back to things we did in the past, but we're taking it in a new way forward. So this lifelong education piece is so vivacious and exciting.
Well, and I say I would love to ask God when I get a chance to connect with him and have a discourse, why is it growing pains instead of growing pleasures? For whatever reason, we as human beings seem to need to go through to really grow. It's like that place where we stretch is where we grow. So being comfortable with being uncomfortable is another distinction that I encourage people to try on. It's like, if you get a little too comfortable, are you really growing? And people who embrace growth, which is not everyone, but again, remember that I'm here to lead leaders for AAAs out to make a difference in the world. That's the piece. For those of us that have a calling to serve, we need to be able to be uncomfortable at times in order to grow so we can serve more.
And also, you're absolutely right, and know that the path you think you're taking is going to have two new whoop-de-whoops, and just say, I'm okay with that. I'm just going to live in wonder as to what's going to show up for me next.
So beautiful.
That's great. Well, we're speaking with Laura Gisborne, and again, you want to go to Laura, GISBOURNE.com to learn about her offerings in the world as well as her background to enjoy that, and most certainly tap in to see her book and get access to that, Stop the Spinning, Move from Surviving to Thriving. Laura, how long has your book been out?
We just published it this fall, but I will just, if you don't mind me throwing in, there's no U in my name. It happens very often, right?
Thank
the English spelling versus the American spelling, so it's just B-O-R-N-E.
So it's been out since the fall, and so what kind of reaction have you gotten so far with it being out?
Well, you know, we haven't done any campaigning yet, so thank you so much for getting the word out. And the reason I wrote the book, Zara, is that I know that there are still millions of women living today in poverty and domestic violence, and I was able to be served and seen and loved out of that place myself. And my hope is that if I can get this book in the hands of as many women that can be inspired to see that life is doesn't have to be so hard as you started with, that there are tools that we can adopt, that we can be supported, and that it's not okay to be punched, it's not okay to be beaten, and that we don't have to struggle financially. So I wrote the book with a mission to, every time someone purchases one of the books, we put another book in the hands of a woman who's in a domestic violence shelter or a homeless shelter, so that we can just keep spreading love and inspiration to others.
That's marvelous. And what kind of feedback have you gotten from those who've benefited from a gift of that book or bought it themselves?
You know, it's the most flattering compliment I get is when someone says to me, Laura, I just didn't realize it could be different.
Yeah, exactly.
And by reading the book, they see themselves in a new way, in a new empowerment. The chapters of the book spell power up. And again, sometimes it takes somebody from the outside to see us. When we're inside, we can't really see, right? Especially if we're feeling frail. So it's always so empowering for me. It's such an honor when someone says, I now see something new possible for my life. That's really, again, what we are here to do as human beings is lift each other up, see each other through, and really make the journey easier for one another.
That's right. Well, I'm sure some of our listeners would also be interested to know, Laura, that this isn't just about buying the book or going to your website because you are going on a rock star tour, I'll call it. So tell us about that. You booked your tickets, you got the train, have we got the bus? I mean, the whole thing?
Yeah. Yes. So where people can find, I'm going to be in 8 cities over the next 60 days.
Great.
And if somebody's interested in coming to meet me in person, I would love to meet you. The way you can find out about that is a 3P tour. It's the number 3, the letter P as in Peter, tour, TOUR.com. And you'll see a video there. And if you'd like to register, there's normally a $29 registration fee, but if you'll use the coupon code Laura, my first name, L-A-U-R-A, the registration is free. So all you have to do is come and meet me where I am. If I'm in a city near you, I would love to meet you and be happy to connect and see how I can support you.
So, Laura, you've been a change agent since the wise age of, 23 when you first started your book, but I gather you probably had it genetically wired into you. And you've traveled this path of the successes and, I'm certain, the challenges of your own business over the years. And now you've opened up the world and taking on a much bigger agenda and helping so many others, even more than you did in the past, I'll say. But tell me, how is it, do you think, you've changed the most by helping other people change?
I believe, Zara, that the greatest gift we can ever experience as human beings is to be in a position to help another. And, you know, you've heard that saying, the gift is in the giving. There was a time in my life when I was severely anorexic and living with a man that beat me on a regular basis, and I couldn't see the light of day, hence the title of Moving from Surviving to Thriving. And it's for the grace of God that there were people who reached out hands to me and said, it's okay, sweetie, it doesn't have to be like this. And so I think that, again, my journey is one of many, many, many women on the planet have the same journey. And if each of us can use our unique experiences to serve another, it's such a reward. You know, it just doesn't get any better that I can see. I wake up with passion for my opportunity to be able to serve. And I know that the more that we can do this with one another, the more we can stop pain and we can stop poverty.
And really what we're saying is this, it's a multiplier effect at the same time.
Oh. Yes, with a ripple effect, right? So in turn, if there's one person that I can serve, and they in turn serve all the people that they touch, how, again, can we just use our legacy? It's all about the limitless legacy. And that's, you know, kind of what we're moving with our work, is each of us have a legacy. Each of us matters. Each of us is important. Each of us touch people around us every day. What's the legacy that you're here to share? You know, and I want that legacy to be as much love and as much compassion, first for ourselves, then for others, and just spreading that so that, again, we can lighten the load.
Yeah, exactly. Lighten the load. Well, again, we've been speaking with Laura Gisborne, and her website again, www.lauragisborne.com. Also, you can look at her 3P as in Paul or Power tour.com and her book, Stop the Spinning, Move from Surviving to Thriving. And I'll just tell you, Laura, I hope you never stop spinning in a good way.
Thank you, sweetie. I appreciate
you
that.
You bet. Have a wonderful weekend. Thanks so much for giving us some of your time today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate
all
it, Laura.
Bless. Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.